This is live in Studio C from 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona. Thanks for tuning in today. I am so glad to be able to share with you some wonderfully talented young musicians today. Last week, if you were listening, we had faculty members from the music department at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts. Today, we're going to hear students performing. Deanna Little is here. She's on the faculty, has been a longtime faculty member, and actually, we heard you playing last week. Thank you so much for driving a van full of high school kids here. And
thank you. We are thrilled to be here.
Now, this is the last week of Governor's School, as I understand.
Yes, we started up on June 1st, and Saturday, June 23rd, is the last day, and it has been an intense, nonstop, full 3 weeks of music making.
Well, we will hear some more about what's been going on at Governor's School between some of these pieces, but let's go ahead and get to the music. We're going to start off with a Nashville student, participant in the Nashville Symphony's Cello Rondo program, Isabel Evernham, with pianist Joseph Walker, and the music is by Charles Griffiths, his poem.
Thank you.
Poem, music of Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, that great American impressionist composer. We heard flutist Isabel Evernham with pianist Joseph Walker accompanying her. Isabel is a student at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts. Isabel, where do you go to high school? Overton. She goes to Overton High School. I apologize, I didn't get that piece of information before the show. And is one of how many students, Deanna Little, who are there this summer?
We have a total of 331 students in music, art, theater, dance, and film, and 166 of those are music students.
Great. And so what have their days looked like this 3 weeks that they're finishing up now at Governor's School?
Well, if they can get up before and get breakfast, right. They have to be at their first rehearsal at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then they go pretty solid with classes, rehearsals, band, orchestra, choir, and they go until 5 p.m., and they get a little dinner break, and they have events every evening, and they'll have events in all of the different areas of arts, from chamber music concerts to bringing in guests to perform for them. And so I think they have to be back in their rooms at 10 o'clock at night. Is that right? Yep.
So just a solid day of music making, learning about music, learning music theory, all sorts of exposure, a little taste of what it would be like to be a music major in college, really. But without any of the pesky other classes that you might need to take when that day comes. So we have another student ready to perform for us now. This is Taya Young. She's a soprano from Collierville, Tennessee, a student at Collierville High School, again, accompanied by Joseph Walker. And we're going to hear one of the great classics for student sopranos to sing from the collection of Italian songs and arias that we used to call the soprano Bible back in my day. This is Giovanni Bononcini's Per la Gloria d'Avoravi.
Per la gloria d'adorarvi.
Per la Gloria d'Adoravi, music of Giovanni Bononcini, performed by Tae Young, soprano from Collierville High School. Thank you to Joseph Walker for playing piano. And Tae, of course, a student at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts, as are all of the musicians who we're hearing from on today's Live in Studio C. Now, this is a statewide program drawing from rising juniors and seniors in high school, I understand?
Yes. So we have students from all over Tennessee, and it's a pretty competitive process. They not only have to come and audition to get accepted, but they also send in transcripts. So they have to have respectable grades, and we ask for references. And I think it's a pretty thorough process.
And, well, it's clearly bringing in some great talent, as we're hearing today. The next thing we'll hear is actually an ensemble. And this is students from four different high schools. I assume you've never played together before June, before the beginning of this month. Joseph Viramontes is the soprano saxophonist from Murfreesboro. He goes to Riverdale High School. Zachary Smith plays alto saxophone. He's from Cookeville. He goes to Cookeville High School. Isaac Collins playing tenor. He is from Franklin High School. And Cade Lively plays baritone saxophone. He is from Wilson Central in Mount Juliet. And they will be playing Jean-Baptiste Singalet's Allegro de Concert.
Thank you.
Music of Jean-Baptiste Singelais, his Allegro de Concert, performed by Joseph Viramontes, Zachary Smith, Isaac Collins, Cade Lively, all students at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts, which is coming into its final week for the year. Now, Deanna Little is with me. She is a faculty member at the Governor's School and has been for quite a while. Not all the way back to 1984 when it started, though. A lot of things I know have changed and grown over the years at the Governor's School. Now, I do understand the funding from the state has not. So things are a little different. Some people who may be listening maybe even went themselves to a Governor's School decades ago and remember it being completely free. That's not the case anymore, though, for these students.
No, we do have a small number of full scholarships for Governor's School students. And then we also offer half scholarships or quarter scholarships. And even though there may be some sort of fee, the price for everything students get to attend Governor's School is really quite reasonable. And I think that it makes quite a powerful impact on their lives. I don't know if the students here know this, but you are a Governor's School alumni.
That's right. 1992. And a counselor there as well. So I have a very fond spot in my heart for Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts. And I'm very glad to welcome all of you here. We have one more performance today, and this is Dalton Klingbeil, who's going to play the marimba. He is a resident of Murfreesboro, and he goes to Stewart's Creek High School. And we'll hear Robert Otorno's arrangement of Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow. Thank you. Over the Rainbow, music of Harold Arlen, arranged by Robert Ritorno and performed there by Dalton Klingbeil, who is a student at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts, as have been all of the musicians we've heard today on Live in Studio C. Thank you all so much for coming in. Thank you, Deanna Little. And as I said before, this is the final week, so you guys are getting ready for some finale performances, correct?
Yes. This Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is a large ensemble concert, and actually it will feature our concerto winner, which is here with us today, Joseph. We'll be performing Ibert's Concertino. And everyone is please invited to come and hear the large ensemble concert this Wednesday night. And Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we have a piano performance. I believe we have 8 pianists here, and they'll all be performing pieces that they have been working on this summer. And then our big finale is Saturday, and there's 2 music performances, and they're also having finale events in all of the other arts areas.
Wonderful. Well, a lot going on this final week of Governor's School. Thank you for taking some time out of that busy, busy schedule to come here and play for us and all of our listeners here at 91 Classical. Next week, guitarist Richard Todd will be live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Nina Cardona, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.